So Isabel, not long now to the competition starts, just a day away. How have preparations been?
Right now I'm quite happy and satisfied day by day. We are more satisfied. He's more in the competition already. He's more supple and more concentrated. It's a really great but huge and busy venue and showground. So it's, and sometimes it can be a bit spooky, and so it was good to have enough time before the competitions that he has a chance to see everything and to calm down.
Because it was a bit of a difficult decision to choose which horse to take out. Your you could say number one horse, Sachmo, you overlooked and chosen your younger horse. How hard was that decision?
It was really a quite hard decision and quite emotional, because Sachmo is still the world champion in special, and of course he's 16, and on one side my heart said I want to bring him to his last big championships. But Hannes was in a really good shape, and through the season he was very constant. And in our last trainings camp, we wrote the test, and Hannes was really super. So we said, clear decision for Hannes, and it doesn't mean that it's a decision against Sachmo.
And coming into this competition, world champion, both team and individually, huge pressure. Is that something that you enjoy, or do you find it difficult to deal with?
No, because to be honest and realistic, the Dutch are the favorites now. They have a really strong team last year, this year, and I think for the next 1-2 years. And there's normally no chance to beat them. So we really have to be concentrated, and we have a young team, and we have to try to work for ourselves to bring our possibilities in the competition, in the arena. And when this works, then I think we will and we can win the silver medal. And for all the individual competitions, it's really hard, because we have there's Edward Gahl and Adelinde Cornelissen. Of course, they are the really top favorites. And then there's Steffen Peters. Then we have Laura Bechtolzheimer. So there are really a lot of really good individual riders who will go for the individual medal. So you can be fifth or sixth. Really quick, so we see what happens. We try our best, and Hannes is good enough to win an individual medal, but one mistake and you're fifth or seventh.
Can you see anything beating Edward Gahl on Moorlands Tortolas?
At the moment he's in his own league, and it's like we had in the past, like we will have in the future. We had super combinations, and at the moment it's no doubt that's Edward and Tortolas. But they have to ride first, of course. Each test has to be ridden first before you can win, and I think it's hard for Adelinde, because she did a really good job in the last competition, and it's hard then always to be second when you had a very good test. So I think it can be really close between them. Steffen Peters, I didn't see him this season, so I don't know, but I've heard that he's in a really good shape. So I think these three are the really absolutely top favorites, and then Laura, me, the other Germans, maybe first to say the other Germans and then me, whatever, but that can be the club around the individual medals.
And I've got to ask you, your huge rivalry with Anki van Groesven, of course she's doing the reining. I mean, what did you make of that test she did this morning?
I saw the test, because she was two rides before our German rider, and so we were there and looked, and I think it's good. So when she has fun, when she enjoys it, why not? I'm sure that I will not go for reining, but and change the discipline. But when she likes it, so I think for them it's really good, because they have. Especially in Europe, more media and more attention because of such a change. So I think it's good for the sport. Interesting.